Lynn Hirschman Leeson has been called one of the world's most influential media artists and a pioneer of feminist art. Her works explore the effects of modern technology on the self, particularly the female self. Margot Crutchfield is a curator at the Moss Center for the Arts at Virginia Tech.
Some of her earlier works really deal with the influence of media, I mean, magazines, photography, internet on the female identity. You know, how does media define women? And, you know, how that can be denigrating, how that can control you, how that can splinter you.
Crutchfield is curating a show on Hirschman Leeson.
There's a body of work called the Phantom Limb series in which she presents these images of, one of them is a woman with a TV fixed onto instead of her head. And so, I mean, that's a statement about how women can be defined by the images in the media. And why has that happened? And why do we allow it to happen? And how do we live through that?
A lot of people are asking that question these days. Hirschman Leeson began asking it 5 decades ago when she started filming dozens of interviews with top feminist artists, curators, and critics who came through her California gallery. Then, a few years ago, she realized she had the makings of a movie, and she produced her groundbreaking film called Women, Art, Revolution, A Secret History.
In the late 1960s, a few women artists formed a coalition and named it WAR, Women Artists in Revolution.
The Gorilla Girls are in the film, and it was a group of women artists who donned gorilla masks and protested the abject discrimination against women artists. And I think probably a lot of people have seen the poster that they put out saying that you had to be naked to be in the Metropolitan Museum of Art if you were women, and only one zillionth of a percent of art in the Metropolitan Museum of Art was by women.
If the country's most prestigious museums portray women as objects of art so much more often than they do as makers of art, it's a theme that is also reflected in the culture at large. The feminist art movement Hirschman Leeson documents in the film aimed to change that. But even some of the artists she interviewed, she recalls, refused to be in her film. They didn't want to be labeled with the term feminist.
I think it's been propagandized in a negative way.
Speaking at a post-premiere talk, she explained they thought calling themselves feminists might hurt their careers. They didn't want to wear that label.
I see a resurgence of younger women who are now claiming that for themselves, now that they understand the history and what it really stands for and how hard fought it was.
I've got no secrets kicking up from behind. We keep no secrets, we play right.
For as long as Hirschman Leeson's been creating her feminist art, she's always incorporated technology into her explorations. In 2002, she made an interactive internet-based web bot that people could have an actual conversation with, years before Siri ever said a word. It's pieces like that that earned her the title groundbreaking artist.
And so there's always this merging in between the boundaries of the human and the artificial.
Because of the way her work integrates art and technology, art history professor Kevin Concannon chose Hirschman Leeson to keynote an art conference next week at Virginia Tech, a perfect match for a new initiative at the university to more deeply meld the two.
One of the other reasons that we chose Lynn for the keynote speaker for our conference is because I realized that we hadn't had a woman keynote in several years. So at the same time that we're presenting Lynn, we also have to do so with the caveat that we recognized we ourselves as an organization are implicated. It's kind of shocking when you realize you're behind this feminist work and then you realize, whoops, we haven't presented a woman artist for quite a while.
Lynn Hirschman Leeson's work will be on display at galleries in Blacksburg next week. She'll also give a talk on feminist art, artificial intelligence, and bioengineering at the Moss Center for the Arts. The public is invited. I'm Robbie Harris.